You are listening to Pandora's Box Radio with Kalia LaRoche. For more information about my products and services, counseling, coaching, hypnotherapy, books, and audios, please visit narcissismfree.com or pathbacktoself.com. Hello and welcome to Pandora's Box. This is Kalia, and the topic of our podcast today is why do we let them break us? Have you ever felt completely broken by a relationship with someone you loved and trusted? Or are you feeling that way right now? Did you invest yourself in that relationship, heart and soul, even financially? Did you feel you gave everything you had to that relationship? And in the end, did you feel betrayed, destroyed, even completely annihilated by that relationship? Well, if you've said yes to any of this, you are not alone. Our relationships are supposed to be our safe place. We are supposed to be able to depend on the people that we're the closest to. We're supposed to be able to trust them, to be on our side, in our corner, and there for us when the going gets rough. Maybe you had one more chance left in you, and that last chance was destroyed. Maybe you feel that there's nothing left, that life is over. You're still here. You're still breathing. But life is over. How can one person, or even a group of people, have such a profound impact on us? How can they have so much power to destroy us? Is it because we're fragile? Are we easily wounded? Do we not have enough personal power or self-worth? Do we give our power away to someone else hoping that we're going to get something valuable in return? Well, today I want to go deep with you. I want to invite you to really ask yourself the difficult questions, such as, why do I feel so powerless? Why does this person have so much power over me? Or if this is in the past, why did that person have so much power over me? The truth is, we give our power away. We hand our power to that person on a silver platter. It's as if we are saying, hey, I trust you with my power. Please take care of it for me. And they take it, for sure. But they misuse it and abuse it and trample all over it. We are left feeling utterly powerless. And all we can do is focus on that person who robbed us of our power. We want it back. And believe the only way to get it back is for that person who robbed us to give it back to us. It's like going to the thief who took our money and begging them to give us back our money. The thief is long gone and feeling fully entitled to what they've taken. We aren't getting it back, not from that source. So if we can't get our power back from the person or persons who took it in the first place, how do we get it back? Now, I'm going to get spiritual with you. So if you're uncomfortable with the word God, maybe this isn't for you. Because we have to understand that God is the source of our supply. Our power comes from something greater than ourselves, and something much greater than the person who robbed us. They are not the holder of our good. God is the holder of our good. Because God, as I see it, is the unlimited force of the universe. It is the unlimited source of energy. Within it is all our wealth, abundance, love, and power. Sure, it feels like our power has been taken from us by this person or persons. We may feel completely destroyed, depleted, and broken. That person or persons may seem really inflated after escaping with our power, all full of themselves. They're all puffed up with it. It might feel like they took all the wind out of our sails and used it to sail their own ship, leaving us stranded in a dark sea. But even though it feels this way, is this the truth? Did they really take our power? Or did we give it to them freely? When I say power, I'm talking about the energy for life, our zest, our spark, our vibrancy, our passion for living, and most of all, our will to live. I've worked with so many people over the years that after a narcissistically abusive relationship lost their will to live. Everything was gone. All desire to continue on life's journey was gone. They were starting over from ground zero. When we're in our deepest, darkest place, that's when we find ourselves on our knees. And when we are on our knees, there's nothing left to do but surrender. We must surrender our life to a higher will because our own will is gone. We give our life to a higher power because every other door is closed. All we have left is to surrender. Give it to God. Not my will, but thy will be done. And in the stillness, in the darkness, we listen. We might hear the voice of the one who has beaten us down, telling us how worthless and insignificant we are. But we must recognize this as a mirror of how we are feeling. Did they make us feel this way? Maybe. Or maybe at the core we always felt this way. And they only came into our life to show us how deeply we have betrayed ourselves. We betrayed ourselves because we didn't see our own value. And that's why we gave ourselves away. This is why we gave our power away. Our value was found only in what we could do for others. So we always gave and gave to those who took and took until there was nothing left to give. So in that stillness, in that darkness that you find yourself in, you begin to see that you are the very substance of the universe. You are the very light of God. How could you possibly be insignificant? The life force within you, the soul that moves you, is not separate from the light of God, the divine. You may feel separate. You may feel all alone, but your separation is an illusion. It is created of your own thoughts and beliefs. It's a figment of your own dark imaginings. Have you ever thought, I'm nothing without you, whoever you is, fill in the blank. We project our very soul onto the one who we believed has taken our soul from us. The deeper truth is, we are nothing without God, the very source of our being. Because without God, we would have no soul. We would be soulless. And this is often how we perceive those who we believe have robbed us of our very soul. Soulless. The one thing I always make clear when doing a soul retrieval with someone is that your soul belongs to you. And when you command its return, it must come back. Because your soul is the peace of God that lives and moves and has its being within you. People have the power to take our soul when they can convince us we are unworthy of life itself. If we believe we have no worth or value, we also believe even God has abandoned us. We are not worthy of even God's love. But this is only a lie we've come to believe. It's not the truth. And if we continue to believe the lie, we will continue to live in darkness. God the divine has the power to restore us. The light of the divine can pour back into our life and fill our cup to the brim. But first, we must surrender. We must give our life back to the source and ask it to fill us up. In Christianity, this is like inviting Jesus, the Christ, into our life. We're asking the Christ energy, which is the light, to come into us and fill us with its wisdom, its light, and power. I strayed from Christianity for most of my adult life because I didn't understand it. To me, it was wrapped in religion, and religion was just another way to control me and enslave me in a belief system of fear and shame. And this was my experience. But now I see it differently. I understand the deeper message that I feel many still don't understand. We don't need to be religious. We don't need to be a part of a church or dogma. The Christ represents the light of the divine embodied in human form. It is the part of us that is eternal and one with God. The message of Jesus was, I and the Father are one. I is the embodied soul, and the Father is the light of the world, the light of the universe, the substance from which we come from. And knowing this is our power. The concept of Satan, the god of darkness, is that it is the great deceiver. It is the one who convinces us that we are unworthy of love. Its power is in its ability to deceive. Its power is in its ability to keep us in darkness. And it uses weak people to manipulate us and deceive us. Our salvation truly is in the light. The one or ones who have destroyed us are the very ones who have brought us to our knees. And when we are on our knees, there's nothing left to do but pray and surrender. Surrender our lives back to God, the one who has the power to restore us and breathe life back into our tired bodies. There is a biblical saying, it's John 15, verses 4 and 5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. The branch gets its life force from the vine, just as the plant gets its life from the sun. We must know our source and open ourselves to be fed and nurtured by the divine. We're not alone, left to rot and decay. Within us is life itself, waiting for our recognition, waiting for us to see how valuable we are. And when we recognize how valuable we are, we can rise back up in our full glory as a human being. We allow ourselves to be filled with the spirit of the divine. We radiate the light of the divine through our words, our deeds, and our actions. We are an embodiment of the divine. This process, my dear friends, is our spiritual transformation from our human state of emptiness to allowing ourselves to be filled with the very substance our soul is created from. And once we are filled with a spirit, we can truly live spiritual lives. We can allow ourselves to be guided from the deepest place within. We no longer identify as that shallow, empty, meaningless, worthless being we believed ourselves to be. We recognize now that this is the ultimate betrayal of self and of God. Because when we deny the power of our soul, we deny God. We are one. We are not, as some religions claim, to be worthless sinners. How could a God of love and light want us to identify this way? This is a narcissistic God that wants us to feel like lowly, worthless sinners so it can have power over us. No, this is not the God of love. This is the God of darkness, the narcissistic, controlling, fear-mongering God that we call Satan. The God of love wants for us to know thyself, because to know thyself is to know we are powerful. We are the very essence of God cloaked in human form. And this is where our true spiritual transformation comes from. We go from the belief that we are nothing to the understanding that we are everything, once we allow the light in. And once we allow the light in, it can shine from within. We are now living, breathing examples of God in human form. Many feel it is narcissistic to say, "I am God," because you are claiming in many ways to be the sun itself when you are only a ray of sunlight. And yet, as a ray of sunlight, you are still part of the sun. The ego wants to inflate itself into a superior position, yet the human humbles itself before God, recognizing it is dependent upon the source for its life. It does not seek to have power over, but to be one with. One can get his power by having power over and taking from others, which is the egoic power enforced by the God of darkness. And one can get his power by surrendering to the source of light and inviting that source to fill him up, recognizing he is not separate from this divine source. If we are a branch of the vine, we cannot claim to be the vine itself, but we are part of the vine, are we not? Therefore, we do not walk around saying, "I am God," but rather, "God is in me. God works through me. I am its servant. I do its will. I of my own self do nothing. It is the Father, God, that works through me." And when we recognize where our true power comes from, we can be truly empowered. And we shall no longer give our power away to another, because we are no longer looking to the other to be something for us. We are no longer looking to the other to fulfill us or fill us up. Man is limited. God is unlimited. Moving forward, what will you choose? I want to thank you for listening through to the end of this talk. It may strike you as religious and too much about God, and if this offends you, it's an invitation to either go deeper or go elsewhere. Because if I've learned anything in my 62 years on the planet, it is that we are not in control. And if we are not in control, who is? What is? I used to never use the word God because too many people took offense. I would get people write to me angrily expressing their views and their disappointment in me for using such a dirty word. But over the years, I've come to peace in using the word God to describe the source energy embodied in all living things. Although sometimes I refer to God as universal energy, as light, as love, and as source, it often feels so impersonal. And when I say God, it feels more personal to me, so I choose to use this name. I believe we're evolving as a species and we are awakening. And many of us are recognizing where our power comes from and how to work with this power. Many are seeing that the evil on the planet is no longer hiding. It's in plain sight. It's completely transparent. The satanic god is clearly using people to do its bidding. It seeks to gain complete control of the planet and its people. It seeks to destroy humanity. It seeks to enslave us. And those who are blind follow blindly, unable to see that they are like sheep led to slaughter. It's important now more than ever that we awaken and see the truth. And I'm a truth teller. I will not stop telling the truth as I see it and understand it for fear that someone is offended by it. People are offended by the truth when they cannot accept it, if it's too painful. They're too entrenched in fear. The truth will set us free, but it might hurt first. So be courageous and allow the truth to slay your illusions and rise up into your rightful place. Peace be with you, and thanks again for listening.